You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
It's time for the ESO Dragon Con Report, a podcast dedicated to help newcomers and veterans prepare for the upcoming annual convention in downtown Atlanta. With interviews, advice, and news from the pros and fans alike, be careful, you never know, you might actually learn something. Hey everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of the ESO Dragon Con Report. This is it, folks, the week of Dragon Con.
Woo!
Are you ready for it yet? We are.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I think we're all ready, Darren. I do think it.
We're already at the hype bar.
Oh, exactly. Yay! We're drinking buckets of rum.
Buckets of rum.
Yes.
All of us are. And that's why we're coming to you a little goofy tonight. And it's going to be fun. And it's going to be exciting. And we got some great interviews lined up. So let's first, before we get into any of our interviews, let's first say hi to this week's station crew. First, let's say hi to Mike.
Howdy.
Okay, Dragon Con is here, friend.
It is. It's, oh my goodness. It's, it was so one of those things that was so weird. It was like, it's coming. It's kind of was off in the distance. It's all of a sudden, bam, it's here.
Oh, I know. It hops up onto you like, oh, I don't want to say that. Okay, well, but it's here, folks. It is here. And we're all excited about it. And I'm actually looking forward to hanging out with you guys and seeing all our other station crew friends, and it's going to be great. And actually looking forward to tonight's show. And let's also welcome Darren.
Howdy.
How you doing tonight, sir?
I am just ducky. I'm ready to get some really premium sleep this weekend, rest up, get everything good to go, get everything ready at the house for my crew to crash here over the week. Got to go grocery shopping, lay in some supplies, and I am good to go for Dragon Con.
Here's something I wanted to ask you, actually. How many folks do you have staying with you?
I have four people staying with me.
So in your little studio apartment, huh?
In my loft, yeah, which is still three times as big as any hotel room that's going to be sleeping 8 to 12. So, you know, it's lucky.
Hey, no judging.
No, I'm not judging. I've slept in many a bathtub, dear. It's like, do you want the waterbed suite? Here it is there.
Wow. Just don't hit the faucet in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. Here's something we've not mentioned, folks. Take some room deodorizer with you to the hotel.
Febreze is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Febreze is great. Oust, Lysol, anything. If you're sharing a room, something's going to have to happen at some point during that weekend.
Exactly.
You're going to have to, like, you know, make it.
Those little 99-cent Glade air fresheners are always awesome.
They are. No, none of us are methane-based beings. So please, for the love of God, take care of that. Thank you.
And that's Darren's con tips for this week. Okay, we also have Mary with us.
On that note.
Exactly. Welcome, Mary.
Thanks.
Oh,
That's all I got.
We are con ready.
We are. It's almost like the energy is just like building and building, and it's gone to our heads. And that's part of the fun of this, is that we are all excited about this, and we're hoping with our reports and everything, we've brought it to the energy to you guys. And, you know, Dragon Con, for those who haven't been before, it's like nothing you've ever seen before. It's, you know, for some people might have been to San Diego Comic Con. Some people might have been to New York or Chicago. Dragon Con is its own beast. It's unique. And you are going to have a blast if you're coming. And we hope this show has helped. And that's why we're doing this.
Yay!
And on that note, let's go now talk to our first guest, Brian Dunaway from the podcasting track. Now we're here with Brian Dunaway. He is involved with the Dragon Con podcasting track. Welcome, Brian.
That's me. I am part of the Dragon Con podcasting track. I am second to the director.
sounds fancy, right? Not really. Just means that whatever director says to do, that's what I have to do. And hopefully one day I can be director two, and then I can have a second.
Uh-huh. And then you could be number one.
Then I could be number one. You'll have to all suffer to whatever crazy track ideas I have.
You're going to do podcasting blindfolded. How's that for?
I always do that anyway. I'm doing that right now.
Excellent. So you're all right. No, I'm not even going to go there. Don't all even right. go there.
Don't just stay here. Stay in this area.
So
responsibilities, having to do little interviews on the podcast.
So tell me what is the podcasting track?
You know, podcasting track has been I want to say I'm not exactly sure when it started. I know that it was just a fledgling of a thing back in 2005 when I first started going to Dragon Con. And the podcasting track is basically an extension of what's already happening at Dragon Con, which is a sci-fi and fantasy smorgasbord of people getting together and just hanging out as fans and getting to meet your heroes and getting to meet your peers and playing board games and talking about science fiction and fantasy and all that stuff is also wrapped into what the podcasting track does, which is have shows that are about geek culture, fantasy, and also skeptics. There's a skeptic track, which is very highly tied in with the podcasting track because Swoopy, who is the director of the podcasting track, is married to Derek, who is the director of the skeptics track. So there's a lot of crossover there. And so you'll hear a lot of that stuff crossover. But yeah, the podcasting track is just about anything that you want it to be. Its most recent incarnation is a lot of Frog Pants Studios, which I'm a part of. Is also a lot of Twit TV stuff. We have Tom Merritt, Veronica. We have Brian Brushwood. All those guys. They come out and they fly out all the way to Atlanta and they get a chance to do some of their great shows live. And in addition to that, we have a lot of other talented podcasters out there who get in there and give us their advice on how to become a successful podcaster. And their experiences thus far in this little experiment we call podcasting.
Sweet. And, you know, you've been saying, you know, you have all these different shows and such. Right. What other shows have, you know, do you guys have lined up with live recordings, or is it mostly like advice how to do podcasting?
And it's a little bit of both. Usually how we have structured the, and this is how Swoopy's been trying to do it for years. She likes to see more how-to stuff in the morning time and then the live shows as it goes a little further into the afternoon. And then people, by the time, you know, it's 8 or 9 o'clock, everybody's just partying at that point. You know, you try to use your brain in the morning and kind of relax a little bit in the afternoon and then just party all night long and, drunkenly return to your hotel room for another day following, hopefully, you know, whatever Friday or Saturday that you're there. There are plenty of live things. We're hoping to do a This Week in Tech, tech tips for that's going to be live. And also going to have, let's see what else we have here. How to make money with your podcast. That's probably going to be more information. These are just a few of the ones that are happening on Friday. Twit, This Week in Tech, FSL Tonight Live, which is science, fantasy, sports, Mordor versus the Empire. Have you guys listened to any of this stuff with Justin Robert Young and Tom Merritt? Have you guys heard that before?
Sure, yeah.
With fantastic.
Brian, I can't get past that. Did you say there's money? You can make money at podcasting?
You're not supposed to tell him that. He's working for free for me.
I couldn't help but notice that
right part. And we got Mark Gunn heading that up and Nicole Spagnuolo, who is a co-second. She has been my co-second, and I don't want to say anything less than she does probably more work than me. I'm just closer to Atlanta, and so I'm able to work a little more closely with everybody there. But Nicole, who's on several podcasts with me in Frog Pants, I'm not sure what all you guys know about the Frog Pants Network or whatever, but me and Nicole do plenty of podcasts together, and she is great great at managing and marketing her podcast with her husband, the Wood Whisperer. And they do a fantastic job. They make the bills doing just that and very little else. So you really got to congratulate them on that. And then Lynn Peralta, who still does Jawbone Radio and does podcasting stuff, but is also has branched out with his artwork for Geek a Week and that type of thing. And is you know, they know how to make money. And yes, you can make money on podcasts, believe it or not. I make a moderate amount of money myself doing podcasting. I'm assuming you are paying me, right? No? Okay.
we'll pay you Earth Station 1 scale. Don't worry.
Right. But yeah, we all know how to make a little bit of money. Some of these guys know how to make enough money to do it all the time.
Nice.
Which is hopefully a dream of a lot of us.
Of course. A lot of us are doing this, because we love doing it. But it'd be a nice plus to be able to do something like that.
Absolutely. Who would not love to do the thing that they love and also make the money for it.
Sure.
Got it.
I think I need to go to that panel.
I think you need to. That is going to be a Friday morning at the Hilton. And that is going to be one of the first ones at actually 2:30 in the afternoon after the podcast kickoff. That'll be the very next thing. Get right into the first most pressing question. How do I make money at this?
Money.
Otherwise, I may just be bouncing around the con and seeing if I can meet Spock or something, because otherwise, what's the point? But they've had one of those panels just about every year since I've been going to Dragon Con. All the way back to remember when the Podcast Pickle was there. Do you guys ever remember the Podcast Pickle? All right, yeah. I got a picture of me and the Podcast Pickle way back in the day. A lot of fun. But like I said, as that stuff kind of goes on, we've got a Sword and Laser podcast that's going to be live. A lot of the live stuff is going to happen on Saturday. Veronica Belmont and Tom Merritt are going to be talking about their sci-fi and fantasy book reading. They always got a good special guest. I think I can go ahead and say who it's going to be. It's going to be R.A. Salvatore. You know this guy?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Of course.
Maybe.
He's written some stuff here and there, I think.
Yeah.
Now, wait.
Involving elves and underground stuff, and yeah, mm-hmm.
We also have the back again this year on the Saturday. That's sci-fi and fantasy original content, and can't wait to hear who won the Parsec Award. Just a lot of fun every year. I'm trying to see what else we've got going on, and looking through the schedule here. Do another live astronomy cast live. I'm kind of interested in this. I haven't seen this yet. But right after that, this is going to be one of our big ones on Sunday. We're going to have Vaginal Fantasy Live. That's the whole new thing with Felicia Day and Veronica Belmont and Bonnie Burton. And they're going to have
Sorry, I'm just expressing my excitement.
I was like, what? Wow.
Continue. You got
happy all of a sudden there. Hello.
It's huge. It's going to be a big draw. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get there early so that you can so you get a seat. Really worried they might not have enough place for everybody to sit. Brian Brushwood brings all of his fun as he does every year. He's going to be doing some Scam School. You ever watch Scam School? Pointy haired guy, Brian Brushwood.
Oh yeah,
love that guy. He's hilarious. He's a street performer too. Did a little bit of street performing back in the day.
Nice.
How he learned all of his scamming tools. Another big show every year always brings big people. Going to be in the Crystal Ballroom at Hilton. It's TWIT, NSFW Live. And that borders right on the cusp of what you can get away with at Dragon Con.
Oh, I definitely understand that. I've heard stories.
That's pushing stuff right there.
Exactly.
You can get away with a lot at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah, man, you can get away with tons of Dragon Con, and it's just so much fun. Has everybody been to Dragon Con who's on the show tonight?
Of course.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
We're seasoned veterans. We have the scars to prove it.
Right. Love it. You got the fake tattoos or the real ones?
Oh, real ones, I still honey. Have the imprint of a Hyatt security guard's boot on my ass, so there you go.
Nice.
That's usually an annual tradition for him, though. So.
It is. That's something I look forward to every year.
Right. Now, that was just a few. That's just the highlights of what's going on the podcast track. I mean, it goes from Friday afternoon all the way until Monday afternoon. We've got something going on constantly. So when you get your book, look for the podcasting track. We will have something exciting for you every step of the way. There will be something on. And you'll be able to, if you're around, you have some questions about the podcast track, or you got some suggestions for what we can do in the future, we'd love to hear it. I'll be hanging around the rooms. It'll be either me or Nicole, and be glad to talk to anybody who has any ideas on how to improve what is already a great track.
That sounds awesome. And what hotel are you guys in?
Most of our stuff is staying at the Hilton.
Okay.
A few things at the Hyatt. But most of our track is in the Hilton. I'm actually staying with Brian Ibbett of Coverville. We are staying in Nerd House Atlanta. I've seen pictures locale. I have not actually been to the location. It's always a good time as often many people in the community of the Frog Pants community. They always do a fantastic job at finding us places. On the cheap, but mighty fine accommodation. So
very nice. Very nice. So what we've been asking a few of the people who've been our guests, what is your favorite Dragon Con memory?
Favorite Dragon Con memory. There are tons of them, but I will tell you probably my favorite Dragon Con memory is the first year I went to Dragon Con, I was there kind of as press with Extra Life Radio, which was the first podcast I ever did with Scott Johnson. And I got a chance to go around with my recorder, and it was a lot looser that year with the Walk of Fame. And I got a chance to walk around and talk to some of the just awesome people. And I got to talk to, Aaron Moran from Happy Days, and got to tell Otzi to sit on it. He was there too. It was,
and he was like, "Ha, never heard that one before."
You're hilarious. Get him out of here. But my probably my favorite was talking to Billy West, because I got a chance to talk to Billy West, and I asked him. I said, "Hey, can you just give us a? You're listening to Extra Life. This is Billy West. You're listening to Extra Life Radio." And he went on for like 15 minutes doing every voice ever done for Futurama, for any just Ren and Stimpy, just all these great voices that I grew up with and loved and admired. And I think that was just such a great personal touch that it was just a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Billy is such a great personality too.
Guy friendly, will talk your ear off.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yes. Billy, can I ask you a question? Sure. Blah, 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 blah. And he goes on and on and on. Thanks, Billy. 20 minutes later. I was just asking where the bathroom was. It's okay.
I think
I don't need to go now.
I think
it's too late. I went in my jeans. Yeah.
I think my favorite missed opportunity was with Summer Glau. The first year that I was there, Serenity had just wrapped up, and I had not seen, I had not watched any at that point. I had not watched any of Josh Whedon's series at all, and.
Sacrilege.
Oh my God.
So I was so deluged with so much popular culture at the time, trying to get and eat everything that I could. I couldn't get to everything, and it was on the radar, but I hadn't had an opportunity to really focus in on it. And I remember standing right in front of her booth, and I was trying to get to I can't remember who it was now. It's not Aaron Moran. It's the other Aaron.
Aaron Gray?
Aaron Gray.
I was waiting on Aaron Gray, and I was kind of standing in front of Summer Glau's table because she had been away for a second, and she came back, and she sat down. I was just standing right in front of her table because I was just staring down Aaron Gray. And she's just looking at me like, "Sup?" It's like, I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" I had no idea who she was. So it was kind of funny later on going, "Oh, Summer. Oh,
that's who she is. Oh."
For me to get the hell out of the way, to move out of the way, I can think it's, Aaron Gray's here. She's Summer Cloud, hot, but I just didn't know who she was. I just thought she was somebody's lackey or somebody.
But, are you a PA or something?
Who are you?
Exactly.
Why in your way? Mm-hmm. Why me? I'm not. Do you want me to sign something? Get away.
I remember when I used to work in radio and I used to go on location, people would walk up to me. Who are you supposed to be?
Nice.
I'm supposed to be me.
Exactly. Thank you. I always used to love that because, you know, no one recognized anybody from radio. So, hey. Yeah. But anyway, how many years has this been for you going to Dragon Con now?
This will be my fifth year.
Okay. Since you're a veteran now, what kind of advice would you give to somebody coming for the first time?
Oh, dear Lord, you're going to hate the ticket process. Got to get your badge. Got to get your badge. And you're always going to show up at the wrong time.
this is true.
Show up as early as possible. If you have an opportunity, you may not have the opportunity, but if you can show up on Thursday and get there a little early and scope it out and get in line, I mean, it's a great experience. You don't want to miss the experience of waiting in line with other people getting their badges. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of great people. It's not that sufferable, but sometimes if you wait too long, you may be in line for up to 4 hours, and that is a long time, even if you're enjoying the companies of other. And I would definitely say get your tickets, get your badge, get it done early, and go ahead and start planning what you want to do, because there's three hotels, and I'm telling you, it's sometimes it's a trek getting back and forth between the hotels in time to see the shows you want to see.
Totally true. We've been saying that all couple episodes so far. And, you know, bring your patience and throw the schedule out the window a lot of times.
You'll have to do that lots of times. And lots of times you'll think, well, there's an hour break between this thing. But what you don't realize is you got to get an hour there just early to get a decent spot in some of the big things. So.
Exactly.
And some of the things you might not think you'd really enjoy. Go listen to some of the bands. I mean, those guys are fantastic. I mean, I don't think they get enough credit, and it's a good way just to relax and kick back and not feel like not feel the pressure of, you know, when you're in the areas that have celebrities and that kind of. I actually avoid the celebrity areas as much as possible. I do enjoy seeing the celebrities walking around and, you know, going to the bathroom, but I don't particularly care for and standing in line and that uncomfortable silence when you try to figure out, okay, are they trying to get $20 out of me? You know, should I go for the picture? They're kind of my hero, but I feel kind of like a douche here. You know, am I getting enough money? I mean, you know how you feel. You already feel guilty enough when you're trying to tip a waiter or a waitress and make sure you're giving them the right money. I mean, when you got a hero sitting in front of you, you're like, you don't know what to do. It's very uncomfortable. And, but for some people, I'm sure it's a life experience like no other. But for me, it's just too much pressure. Too much pressure for me.
Brian, is there anything that you're looking forward to outside of your track this year?
Outside of the track? Absolutely. I do love hanging out with – there'll be some frog panners there. And I love hanging out with those guys. I love to find, you know – I'll just usually be sitting there and I'll go, okay, well, I'm going to have about, you know, a couple of hours outside of my work schedule, and I'm going to pop up the book and I'm just going to look, and I'm like, oh, look, they're watching a crappy science fiction movie down over here. And I like just to hop into those kind of things and really get down in the trenches and just hang out and play around. That helps me more than anything. One thing I do every year, in addition to the podcasting stuff that I've kind of taken on, is I always take my recorder with me, because I do Comics Coast to Coast, which is another podcast that I do, where I talk to web cartoonists and syndicated cartoonists. And I love going down to Artist Alley and just walking around and talking to those great people down there, because they've always got a few minutes for you to talk about what they're doing and to talk about their latest creations, and it's so much fun to see.
That's awesome. Well, cool. One more time, how can people find you at the con?
They can find me if you just go to the Hilton, if you go to any of the podcast track stuff at all, I will be there. If you can't find me in the podcast track area, you'll find me at the twit/frogpants table. We have not got the table assignment yet. But as soon as I do, I'll be posting that on my website, briandunaway.com, as well as our DragonCon podcast track website. So, and I am drawing a blank on what that new name is. That's going to make me look really bad. I am so sorry, Nicole.
Hopefully, you know, she'll be going, that's another check on him. All right. Well, I do appreciate you hanging out with us tonight for a bit and looking forward to meeting you at the con.
Absolutely, guys. When we're going to meet up, we're gonna get some Starbucks maybe Friday morning.
Love to.
Right. Bucket of rum.
Bucket of rum.
Bucket of rum. Bucket of rum.
Friday morning?
Sure. Starbucks somewhere, dude. Come on. Go big or go home.
Right. Well, cool. Let's take a quick break then, and we will take a break while some of us go get buckets of rum.
Woo-hoo! I'm William, and my favorite DragonCon memory was the first time I ever went to DragonCon. We were driving down the street, and I saw two stormtroopers walking down the street. And I was like, Dad, what type of parade is this? And that was my favorite DragonCon memory.
Ever?
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Okay.
And what I'm looking forward to this year is pretty much all the costumes, seeing what creative costumes people come up with this year. And my advice to newcomers are get prepared for crowds. Lots of crowds.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We are now here with our friend of the show, Rebecca Perry. And Rebecca is involved with the Tolkien track. And, you know, welcome to our con report.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always good to have you on the show. You know, we kind of officially think you're like one of those, you know, unofficial official members of the podcast because you're on so much.
Well, thank you.
It's like, it was
always fun to be here.
It's always great to have you. So tell me, you know, I know you're involved with the OneRing.net, and how long have you been involved with the Tolkien track?
Well, I've helped them out throughout the years. I was on the staff for a little while and then took some time off. And now the OneRing.net is actually doing the Tolkien track again after a few years absence. And so we have put together, I think, quite a good schedule of panels for costuming, music, gaming, movie secrets, fan films, something for everybody. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, that is awesome. And does it happen to be that you guys are getting involved again because of a certain movie start coming out in December?
Partly, I think. I think also because the One Ring, you know, we've had a relationship with Dragon Con in the past. Another staff member used to run the Tolkien track several years ago, starting around the time that the movies were starting to come out. So, yeah. It does help that this year is a pretty big year for Tolkien fans with the first in three Hobbit movies coming out in December.
Three? Wow. How can they make one book into three movies?
Well, Peter Jackson is apparently going to try. There's, you know, not only the Hobbit, in the Hobbit, they can expand on a lot of stuff in that. Also, the appendices, that's where I think a good chunk of the second and third movie is coming from.
Gotcha. Well, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. As long as they sing "Where There's a Whip, There's a Way," I'm good. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of Darren's theme songs. It's cool.
It is. It is. It really is. Top 10.
Easy. Oh,
but yeah, it's going to be good. And we've got some great Tolkien guests this year. Billy Boyd, who was Pippin in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. John Rhys-Davies, who played Gimli, of course. Craig Parker, who was Haldir the Elf in The Two Towers. And Sylvester McCoy, who is going to be playing Radagast the Brown in the Hobbit films. And he was also on this little show you guys might not have heard of called Doctor Who. Yes. And who is a super awesome guy. And I'm really excited that he's coming back this year.
That's excellent. So what kind of panels on top of the guests are you guys going to have?
Well, like I said, we're going to be doing some panels on gaming, lots of costuming. We've got some really great people in the area, the Atlanta area Tolkien community, that are hardcore costumers. They're going to be talking about, you know, how to get that Legolas costume just right, or how to do that armor. We've got a big evening event on Friday night called Evening at Bree, where Tolkien fans can get together and meet up. Emerald Rose is going to be performing.
And love we're them. Big, love them.
Yeah. Yeah. And a big costume contest, emceed by Craig Parker, which is nice. Very cool. And then, you know, of course, panels with all of the actors. And then the OneRing.net is actually doing three panels over the weekend. We've got one on Friday at 4 o'clock in the Marriott called Catching Up on the Hobbit, which is just basically a history of what it's taken up until this point to get the Hobbit films made, because for a while it didn't look like they were going to get made. So it's just a little refresher on just all of the history of what's come up until now. Saturday we've got a panel at 5:30, also in the Marriott in the track room, which is going to be a little bit more information on what we can expect to see in the Hobbit films. Two of our staff members have actually been on the set of the Hobbit films, and they've got some pretty juicy information that not a lot of other people know about. So that's going to be very cool.
Nice.
And on Monday is our final panel. Monday at 11:30 a.m. in the Marriott, Hobbit Secrets Revealed, which is a little bit more information, a little more behind-the-scenes stuff on the Hobbit films. And if you're not into spoilers, you might want to skip that panel, but I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
Nice. And are you guys based completely out of the Marriott, or...?
For the most part, the track room is at the Marriott in rooms L1401 to 403. And then we also do have a OneRing.net fan table, which is going to be somewhere in the bowels of the Hyatt. I'm not sure exactly where it is.
Ooh, not the bowels of the Hyatt.
Wherever all of
the... It's stinky down there.
I know, it is kind of stinky, but...
It's fun.
Not a lot of sunlight reaches there, not a lot of fresh air, but... It's fun. It'll be okay.
It's always fun, though, like the costumes everybody dresses for the Tolkien track and everything, just how rich and detailed these people go into. There's one guy, every year I've gone to Dragon Con, he's dressed as Gandalf.
He
usually just stands in the lobby of the Marriott most of the time, and he has the staff, you know, and everything. And it's just like, one year he was the gray, and I think the last 2 years he's been white. So it's been actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really good one. The costumers that I know that do this, they basically started making their costumes right after last Dragon Con. And they are have a very great attention to detail, and it's not some, you know, off the rack thing that they got at Party City. I mean, they really do their research, and some of those guys are going to be the ones actually presenting the costume panels next weekend. So,
nice.
If you want to know how to do a costume, they would be the people to talk to.
So, what panels are you looking forward to the most?
Track, or just in general?
How about start with your track, and then how about in general?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Hobbit Secrets panel, just because there's actually some stuff in there that I don't know yet that I'm looking forward to. And then, of course, seeing all the actors, I think, would be really cool. I think they'll be really interesting to listen to. And then, otherwise, if I am actually able to get out and go see other panels besides the ones that I'm on, I'd really like to try to go see Gillian Anderson. Because I'm a huge X-Files fan, and I just think she'd be really great. And then, of course, John Barrowman, who I've seen before, and he's just hysterically funny, and he's always a really great guy to go and sit and listen to for an hour.
You're all kinds of right up my alley. Excellent choices.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She has exquisite taste, doesn't she?
She always has.
Yes. And hopefully, the other problem is that usually the panels that I want to go to are the ones that you have to camp out for hours and hours and hours to get into.
Of course.
It's not, you know, days like it is at San Diego, but it's still, you know, it takes up a big chunk of time.
Very much so. So how many years have you been going to Dragon Con?
My first Dragon Con was 2003. And I actually drove down from Michigan, where I was living at the time, because I saw a commercial on the Sci-Fi Channel for Dragon Con, and they had said that James Marsters, and all I saw was James Marsters and John Rhys Davies and Brad Dourif. And I said, oh, I have to go. So I got tickets, and I drove from Michigan to Atlanta, my very first time ever even being in Atlanta. And I had a great time, and I met lots of great people. And then that's how I discovered the OneRing.net. I went to a speculation panel for the Return of the King and thought, hey, these guys are cool and they seem to know what they're talking about. And the following year, I started helping them out at Dragon Con, and I've been going every year ever since.
Nice.
Wow. So Dragon Con was really a life-changing event for you, literally.
It was, actually, yeah. And a lot of the people that I met through not only Dragon Con, but my Lord of the Rings fandom, that's one of the reasons I decided to move to Atlanta in the first place. And it's worked out pretty well.
Advertising is powerful, people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's life-changing, you could say.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Wow. So would that be your favorite Dragon Con memory?
That is one of my favorite memories. The most fun I always have, it's not even at panels. I just love hanging out with my friends late at night and people watching and, you know, sitting in one of the bars in the Marriott or the Hyatt and just watching costumes and just it's just so much fun. And seeing, you know, going into a bar and seeing, you know, Lou Ferrigno and two of the cast members from Battlestar Galactica sitting next to a guy dressed as a Klingon. And it's just one of those really bizarre things that only at Dragon Con would you see that.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so, so true. The one other question we've been asking everybody who's been on the show is, what would you recommend as advice for somebody who's coming to Dragon Con the first time?
I would say wear very comfortable shoes. Bring a hoodie, because even though it could be 120 degrees outside, inside the hotels, it's freezing. Drink plenty of water, hand sanitizer, and just patience, because, you know, like I said earlier, you might have to wait in line. You might have to spend a lot of time waiting in line for things. And you might not get into everything that you want to get into, but just enjoy what you can do and don't sweat the rest of it. Because 5 minutes after the panel's over, you can watch it on YouTube anyhow.
There you go.
There you go. Exactly. Or if you're in one of the hotels, it's good old Dragon Con TV.
That too. Yep, that too.
Well, very cool. Well, Rebecca, thank you so, so much for joining us. Any parting bits, and how can people find you one more time?
I will be at either the OneRing.net fan table, which is in the Hyatt lower level, or I will be at the Tolkien track room, which is in the Marriott rooms L401 through 403.
And you can find them also on your handy dandy iPhone app or Android app.
Yes, that one too. And I look forward to seeing everybody next weekend. I can't believe it's only a week away.
Exactly. Thanks, Rebecca. We appreciate it. We'll see you at the show.
Thanks.
Okay, gang, now it's time for Darren's con tips, and find out for the last time before the show what you need to survive at the show.
Yep, these are the top 10 tips for Dragon Con after all the guests and all the interviews and all the things that we've all talked about and hashed out. So in the ways of the geeks, we have to number them. So number one, be good to yourself and others. Show kindness to your fellow fans. Respect the guests. Obey convention and hotel staff. Don't be that guy. Okay? Yeah.
Excellent.
Number two, follow the 6-2-1 rule each and every day, and that would be 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, 1 shower per day.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
At least.
At least. This is the bare minimum, okay? You need at least 6 hours of sleep, at least 2 meals per day, and at least 1 shower per day. Thank you.
And we don't count a Twinkie as a meal, folks.
No, a real meal. Thank you. Number three, you shalt carry your badge, keys, either the hotel room and or your car, wallet, cell phone, con schedule, and your kit at all times. Thank you. Four, make a schedule. Prepare to have backup plans. Abandon your schedule in favor of spontaneity. One of the best things about Dragon Con is you can have a schedule and realize that just went right out the window. Enjoy the fact that you're doing something different and new and unexpected.
Okay? Go with the flow, folks. Go with the flow.
Five, ever mind the law of Re. Do you know Re? Re is a very powerful entity at Dragon Con. You should rehydrate with water often. You should reapply deodorant often. Reunite with your old friends. Remember to make new friends and relax. It's a con. Come on.
Exactly. Don't be stressed out by anything there.
No. Number six, thou shalt not block the pathways, for if thou dost, thou art likely to be trampled by stormtroopers, superheroes, steampunkers, and the odd My Little Brony.
They can be vicious, those bronies.
They can be, and you don't want that on the news, okay? So remember, get out of the walkways, folks. If you are in those walkways, you will be asked to move. If you don't move, you will be run over.
Even if you see a friend you haven't seen in 20 years, get out of the way.
Move to the side, get out of the way, please. Number seven, know your limitations. It is okay to flirt with your limits. It is not okay to exceed those limits.
Depending what the flirting is.
Limits goes to generally different activities. So remember that, okay, kids? Number eight, try to go to one panel per day. You may just learn something and your feet will thank you for the rest.
Okay? Yes.
Number nine, the Marriott and the Hilton are for photos. The Hyatt is not. And number 10, what happens at Dragon Con stays at Dragon Con for at least the 5-minute span it takes to record it and upload it to the YouTube.
Exactly.
So act accordingly.
People will be taking pictures of everything, folks.
Everything. Everyone with a phone has a mini film production company in their pocket.
And they will be letting you know, hey, I just tagged you in this photo of you passed out in the bathtub.
Or worse, your friends find it of you passed out somewhere. And it's not pretty. No. It's not pretty.
No, the worst thing is seeing a message on Facebook saying, so-and-so just tagged you in a picture.
Oh, yeah, that's, you don't want to look. No. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Exactly.
I love all those requests. Hey, you lady, I think you really like me. I think we really made a connection. Please give me a call or send me a tweet.
I always love the week after Facebook, the missed connections on Craigslist.
On Craigslist. Yes. That's so sad. Oh, sigh.
I saw you.
I saw you at Dragon Con. You were dressed as Dawn. Really? Really? That's about 100 women. Okay, that narrows it down.
You were in line. I was in line. I felt a connection there.
Yeah, try to have a sense of reality. And yeah, I know alcohol talks, but, you know, try to be a little, you know, sane.
A little sanity.
It goes a long way.
The insanity can be a good thing, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You might have a very deep emotional relationship for all of 20 minutes to an hour.
And, you know, just...
And then maybe you want to move on.
And this year, be safe. You know, just have fun and everything. Yeah. We don't want any negative news about folks, about Dragon Con.
No.
Dragon Con is a great, great event. And that's part of the fun of it. And just remember, have a good time. And, you know, don't tell anyone what you did. You know, that's all you need to do.
Yeah. Just smile knowingly. That's the best weapon right there.
Exactly.
Smile knowingly and say, I had a great time.
I can't wait.
There you go.
The best part of Dragon Con, when it ends, it's only another 365 days till the next one.
Yeah, it is. And we'll talk about the how to combat some of the end of con realities.
Yeah. Do you want we're going to actually have a after Dragon Con show.
Yeah. So everyone listen to that. We're going to talk about how you can There's this phenomenon that happens after a con, especially one as big as Dragon Con, that you kind of get kind of bummed out that it's over. And you got to be careful not letting that, you know, take too much of a hold of your existence. So we're going to talk about good strategies for combating that post-con malaise that people get. And, of course, the dreaded con crud.
Well, exactly. And one of the ways to do that, you know, might as well mention now, with your everyday type thing, when you're at the con, maybe bring some echinacea, bring some vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And like you've said, everyone said many times, hand sanitizer, folks.
Hand sanitizer, soap and water, orange juice.
Yes.
Orange juice. Citrus is your friend. Not with alcohol, necessarily.
It does help, though.
It does help. Any delivery system is welcomed, I think. But try to take care of yourself. You're going to be pushing yourself more than you really think you are right now, unless you've been before and then you know what you're getting into. But if you've never been before, you're going to want to just do everything you can, and your body's eventually going to go, excuse me, need to rest now. If you go past that limit, well, you could get sick because your immune system goes down when your body is stressed out. That's just science. So,
well, also, you're going to be up all night. You're going to be lack of sleep. Your whole immune system is going to be kaput.
And you know how it is when you get off a plane. You've been on a plane with, you know, 200 people, maybe a screaming baby, maybe someone's got a cold back there, and eventually that tends to travel. Dragon Con's kind of like the same thing. It's just a big, big plane because we're all together for 4 or 5 days. It's like a little microcosm. So
exactly. It's the best part about, you know, it is you're going to have surrounding of people from every walk of life and all around the world. And they're all going to be around you, and you're going to be around them, and germs are going to be flying.
Yep. And it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. That's part of the fun of Dragon Con. We're not trying to scare anybody.
No. You can't live in a bubble. No. Have fun, folks. Have fun. But we will talk about the post-con stuff after we're back from the con, because that's going to help us get kind of over it.
Exactly. So it'll be cool. Well, thank you, sir. And
you're welcome.
And while we're talking about it, all of us are going to be at the con. Feel free to come up to us. Say you heard us on the ESO Con Report. And, you know, say if you like the show or not. We'd love to hear your feedback at the show.
Yeah, did it help or not?
Exactly. Did the advice, you know, what did you like? What didn't you like? You know, what can we improve for next year? Who would you like to see on the show? That type of stuff. You know, we'd love to hear feedback on this. And, you know, we're also, all of us probably have that nifty new DragonCon app if you want to friend us up there. You know, send us a request. We would love to share our schedule so you can find us. And as Mike likes to say, come by and say, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
So that would be perfect. Okay, this wraps up another episode of the ESO Dragon Con Report. We'll be coming back to you after the show with ways to help deal with, you know, con crud and post-con depression and stuff.
Yes.
So it'll actually be kind of exciting that, you know, we're not done with you with Dragon Con quite yet for this year.
Right. And before we get any sort of letters and emails and messages and whatnot saying, my God, you missed this, or you didn't say so-and-so, or you should have talked to this person. We tried to give you a glimpse in 5 pretty substantial episodes of the show. And believe me, we barely scratched the surface. This con really just is overflowing with content and number of awesome people we would have loved to talk to. So we hope that, you know, you got some sort of insight by listening to all of them. And if you did listen to all of them, congratulations, there will be a prize. I'm afraid for your sanity.
Exactly. Stop by Mike's booth. He'll be sure to give you the prize.
But, no, I mean, we wanted to give you a glimpse of things, especially some of the stuff that's off the beaten path. You know, obviously the convention site and the program is highlighting the major guests that are going to be there. You know, I know that throughout this process of these 5 episodes, and I've been going for, you know, this will be my 19th, I believe. So, you know, there's stuff in these 5 in these that we recorded with these five episodes that I learned, that I was like, wow, that's been going on. I had no idea. So hopefully, you know, for those people who have been going for a while, you learn something new. And for those people who it's their first time, they learned a couple of tips that'll help them through the weekend. And if you've never been and you're listening to this, hopefully you'll listen to this and go, I need to go to that show.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And if you can't go this year, plan on going next year, folks.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to have you. We plan on being here next year.
Oh, yeah. And our show will even be more grand. And, you know, a little behind the scenes, we had a list of over 40 people we wanted on this podcast to you know, interview and guest and everything. And, you know, we got some very good response, but we only had so much time, folks. That's how grand Dragon Con is.
Yes.
And so, you know, I want to go around and thank you guys personally for helping me. This was an idea Mike and I were coming up with back in April. It's like, we've got to expand our Dragon Con coverage. And Darren was like, I had mentioned to it real briefly. And he says, I'm there, you know, and everything. And he says, I so got to help you with it. And then we met Mary and she jumped at the idea also. I want to thank you guys for doing this with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was fun.
Definitely. Let's go around real quick before we end this. And where's everyone going to be, you know, at the con? I know Darren's mostly going to be in the bars at the party.
Hey, that is unfair, sir. That I don't know where you would have gotten such an erroneous assumption from, except for every syllable that I have spouted on the show thus far. So
spreading lies.
Lies. Balderdash and chicanery, sir. I will be... probably the best place to find me is I'm going to be working for Tallulah at the Bikini Bash. I think that's Friday night. Isn't that what we said? Look it up on the schedule.
Yes.
I'll be working for Tallulah. Pinups by the Pool is what it's called. Yay! I'll be one of her cabana boys, I believe. So that'll be frightening for you.
If you see Mike and the Phantom there in grass skirts, you know you're really in trouble.
Phantom's the guy in the mask, okay, at Dragon Con. He's the only one.
That narrowed it down.
Kidding. So Saturday night I will be at the Rainbow Flag Party. That's the party for the LGBTers at Dragon Con. Please come by and see me. Even if you are a straight ally, we do let you in. do come by and say hi to me. I know I'll be at those two places for sure. Beyond that, you can find me stalking John Barrowman, probably looking for some new dice at the ChessX table. And just having a rollicking good time this weekend, because this is the time I get to let down my hair and have a little fun.
Excellent. All right, Mary. What about you?
Well, I'll be mostly in costume wandering around over the weekend.
Look for someone really cute in costume, and that'll be Mary.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, that's me. It narrows it down really well, doesn't it? I'll mostly just be around partying in the evenings, though I am tentatively on three panels for the Stargate track. These are not for sure yet just because of, various scheduling. And since I am a media person covering the convention, I have those concerns as well, but tentatively I am going to be on the, Team Dynamics panel Friday at 2:30. The Doctors of Stargate panel Sunday at 1 and Sexism in Stargate Monday at 11:30. So you should be able to catch me at any of those three events or any of the various Game of Thrones events over the course of the weekend. I don't know, Doctor Who stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
The art show,
probably not. Probably the art show is one place you won't find a whole lot of me being there.
Aww.
Just part of her. No.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I'll probably be there a little bit, but I'm trying to avoid any place where money can come out of my pocket.
Oh, right.
We understand.
That's so difficult to do at Dragon Con.
Oh, yes.
If I make a decision beforehand, I think I'll be okay.
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 All right, Mike.
Well, I will be working the show. Yes.
Artist Alley.
I'm sure it won't feel like work. I will be at the comics and pop art area, Artist Alley, that's located in the Hyatt. I believe it's the third floor down from the lobby. So I'll be at table number 38. So it's a prime location. I'm excited to be there. New Legend is going to debut a new book, a color edition of Crypto Zone number 1. So we're really excited about that. I've seen the colors and it's beautiful.
And just look for the Tiki Hut, basically.
So, yes, we will have the Tiki Hut again. So once you get to Artist Alley, look for the Tiki Hut and that'll be us. So I will be there a majority of the time. I'll also be on some panels. My schedule is on Friday at 3 o'clock. I'll be at the Let's Get Graphic panel at the Hyatt. That is about writing graphic novels. I will try to make an appearance at the Pinups by the Pool party that I definitely have on my schedule. On Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Marriott, there's a 1982 Best Sci-Fi Movie Year Ever panel. So I will be at that. And on Sunday, I have... 2 panels. 6 o'clock is the Clockwork Comics Superheroes Battling Through History, part of the alternate history track. And that's at the Westin, correct?
Correct.
And then also, I believe this is back at the Hilton, but you might have to check your schedule. At 9 p.m., it's Original Blood Vampires in the 1970s and 1980s TV and Movies.
Ooh, dark and shadowy.
So, yes, you can also find me. I'm going to try. I don't know how possible this might be because it might be just too crazy, but I'm going to try to spend a little bit of time stalking Gillian Anderson, and we'll see how far that gets me. 100
feet, my friend, 100 feet.
I know, right? And you know, I'll try to get around, especially at night. I know we've got some ESO plans, and I know you're going to put the schedule up, so that'll be more up to date on where we'll all be at. So yeah, it's going to be a great show. So I will be around. Definitely look for me at the Comics and Artist Alley. So and come check out the books because they're, you know, I want everybody to at least see them. I'm not under pressure to buy, although that would be nice too.
Bye.
And of course, how could I forget? At some point, I am going to be getting a bucket of rum, so I will be there too.
A bucket of rum, you say?
What's that? Yes.
Bucket of rum, sir.
Wow.
So, okay. And I will probably be at Trader Vic's at some point as well.
Yes, Trader Vic's. Oh my God, the Mai Tais can blow you away. Literally. Oh,
can't wait. Can't wait. Let's see, me. I'm going to be at various panels during the days and such, but I will be working in a couple panels. Friday, I have 3 panels. I have Ahead to the Past, Time Travel, and TV and Movies. That's from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Marriott. That's the American Sci-Fi Classics. Also have at 5:30 p.m., I have 8 Bits of Awesome 80s Video Games. That's also at the Marriott, same room. And then for Brit Tracks from 10 p.m. to 11 on Friday night, I'll be doing Primeval for Brit Tracks over at the Sheraton. Then I'm free on Saturday. I think I'm definitely going to go see, Grant from Mythbusters on Saturday. I don't know what else yet. Definitely going to try to maybe see John Barrowman sometime during the week. Then also on Sunday, I also have 3 more panels. I have the Red Dwarf panel from 2:30 to 3:30 over at the Sheraton. Along with Mike at 5:30, I'm also on the Clockworks Comics panel for Dr. Q over at the Westin. And then I'm going to be back at the Marriott from 7 to 8 talking about the Doctor Who new series reveal. And actually, hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit about the newest episode of Doctor Who, which is premiering on the 1st. Finally, they gave out, you know, when that's going to be.
So, and I bet there'll be a showing somewhere.
There's got to be.
Surely, or no one's internet will work.
Exactly. The internet will be shutting down.
Can we switch the game off? We need to watch Doctor Who. That will be the battle, folks, right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I could see that happening.
Yes. I'm going to yell that at Hooters.
Ooh.
And we will be having a live ESO Network podcast recording scheduled right now for Sunday at 10 p.m. But we don't have a location yet. By the time this goes live, we'll probably have it up on our website. So check it out, folks. And we will hopefully see some folks from our audience join us or people who've sat in on the show or just, you know, you never know who's going to show up. So it should be kind of cool. Like I said earlier, looking forward to seeing everyone at Dragon Con. Just have a great time. We'll be back in a couple weeks with our sixth episode of the ESO Con Report, and we will be talking about con depression and con crud and what we thought of the con. And just in general, we'll have some of the people we spoke to back on the show just so to bring them back and say, so what you think? So should be kind of cool.
Yeah. And we definitely want to hear from you. We want to hear about your Dragon Con experiences.
Yes, so, please, please
call and write and let us know, message us. And, you know, we'll be playing your drunken babblings on the show.
you can send the PG-13 stuff to the mics and send the R and higher rated stuff to me and Mary Lou. Thank you.
PSA.
No, we could take the R-rated stuff. I'll just have the foghorn ready. So it'll be cool. Oh. And then he ended his... Okay. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. You can call us at 404-963-9057 with your Dragon Con memories. We'd love to hear them. We really would. Or write us at esopodcast@gmail.com. For Earth Station 1, we all thank you, and we will see you at the con. Peace. I said, hey, little girl, what do you do? I've been waiting all week for something like you. Cause it's Friday night and everybody's in the street. I say, come on, come on, come on with me. Hey. Party weekend. Gonna be some rock and roll, eh? Everybody's gonna get you. It's a party, a party, party weekend. It's a party. Monday and a Monday, Tuesday's a good day. Wednesday's a frenzy, Thursday's a worst day. Friday's great cause I can hardly wait until the weekend. I should be clocking in at 8, but I'm a little late. Can't pay my baby cause I took her on a date. 3 till 10 and then it's Friday again. Here come the weekend. Here come the weekend. Here come the weekend. The working week's so tough, I think I've had enough.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.